Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for the Yam HaYoshev B'Tzion, and particularly for Golan Ben Gavriela, and for Matan Ben Zvora, Elisha Yudah Ben Ruti, Elezer Chai Ben Esim, Yom Simcha Ben Adina Minya, David Ben Ziba, Ben Yosef Ben Chana, Btzal Ben Batya, Binyamin ben Shoshanim, Rabbi Nedechaya, Sarah bas Clara, Carmel Mordechai ben Tal Sarah, should all have Brios Hashlema, Chayochevet Fega bas Michal Edis Basia. And this is based in the Torah of the beautiful Sefer Maskele Shlomo. Vahi b'chatzi alayla, v'Hashem hika kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. It was at midnight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote every b'chor in Egypt. Medrash Mos Rabba Parashit Ches Simin Beis, it says, Vahi b'chatzi alayla, v'Hashem hika kol b'chor hadu t'chsiv chatzos layla, okum lehodos lecha, al mishpatei tzidkecha. This pasuk is an allusion to another pasuk, this pasuk in Psalms 119, and it was at midnight, and at midnight I will get up and thank you for your righteous judgments. Says the Medrash, Ala mishpatim she'asisa b'mitzrayim. You did judgments on Mitzrayim. V'lanu asisa tzedakah. With us, you did righteousness. That's mishpatei tzedkecha. It was mishpatim for them. It was strict judgment for them. And for us, it was tzedakah. She'haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu poiseya bein Yisrael uvein Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu would go and between the Jews and the Egyptians. He would walk, so to speak. He would shrad, so to speak, between the Jews and the Egyptians. And he would, by a note on the Shmasu Shel Mitzri, he would take the neshama of the Mitzri, Umeiniach Neshmasu Shel Yisrael. And he would leave the soul of the Jew. He would let us be, and he would take their souls. Shenema Ufasachti Aleichem Velo Yebachem Negev. And I skipped over you, and there would not be a smiting, a plague. Yischil Yisrael Oimrim, so the Jewish people started saying, Chatzos Laila Akum Lahodos Lecha, Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. At midnight I get up to thank you for your righteous judgments. Ayin Sham Medrash B'Yeser Arichus. Yardu Chachamim La'omko Shalosan Neis. The Chachamim understood for us the depths of that miracle and the last Makkah through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Geula of the Jewish people. However, it's not clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the last Makkah through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Geula of the Jewish people. However, it's not clear why that time of Chatzos Laila was chosen for the miracle and for the thanking. So this miracle of Makkas Bechoros connects to the thanking of the Jewish people, and it connects to midnight, and we'd like to understand why. We find in the Gemara Lehedya that Chatzi HaLaila, that midnight, is an Eis Ratzon. Is a time of goodwill, so it says, Tanu Rabbanan Kolosin Arvayim Shana, Sho Yisrael Bamidbor, Lo Hayayom Shlo Nashvo Ruach Tzvainis Bechatzi HaLaila. That all 40 years that the Jewish people were in the desert, there was not a day where the north wind did not blow at midnight. It was at midnight HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote every b'chor. My Talmud, what's the limit over here? Hakamash Malan de'es ratzon milsehi. This teaches us that a time of goodwill is significant. Rashi, v'kevin dechatzos laila es ratzon, havoi lemakas b'chor rois havoi. Nami Eis Ratzon L'Ruach Tzvainis V'zeh Haya Simen L'David Kino Talui Lo L'Mala Mitasoi V'Nikba Klapei Tzafon Kevin Shigeh Chatzos Lai L'Ruach Tzvainis Min Ashafto U'menage Me'ela V'Haya V'U Neor Mishum De Eis Ratzon Hu Ad Kan Lashon Rashi. So what we learn from this Gemara is that there was this wind, this positive, this good wind called the north wind, and it blew at midnight. And this north wind connects to the Makkah of Makkahs Bechoros, because this was an Eis Ratzon. Since midnight is an Eis Ratzon, it blew at midnight. This north wind blew at midnight, which is a sign of Eis Ratzon, and that's what caused the death of the Bechoros. And that was a siman for David, that David had a violin above his bed towards the north. And when Chatzos Laila came, the north wind came and blew, and the violin started playing, and David HaMelech wakes up. Chatzos Laila akum lehodes lecha al mishpatei tzedkecha. David HaMelech gets up and starts praising Hashem. So you see that this that Eis HaShah was an Eis Ratzon. Midnight was an Eis Ratzon, and therefore the Makkahs Bechoros came, and that's when the Ruach Tzfonis came. However, why was that Shah? Why was Chatzos Laila chosen as an Eis Ratzon? You see that it's an Eis Ratzon. Now we'd like to understand what's a time of goodwill. Now we want to understand why it's a time of goodwill. It's brought in the Sfarim that at the beginning of the night is Bevechinas Din Umishpat. V'sof halayla is bevechinas rachamim v'tzdaka. The beginning of the night is a type of judgment, and the end of the night is mercy and tzdaka. And the explanation is, apparently, that the beginning of the night is drawn after the removal of the light of day. And this is a tznua. This is a movement of din. This is an act of din, because the light is going away. The end of the night is when the light is going to come, and that's a time of rachamim. Like Chazal were metakein b'tfila, ha-me'ir la'aretz v'ladarim aleha barachamim. U'v'chatzi ha-layla, otan midot nisgaviyot, mitkarvim zo etzel zo, u'mitoch ota hitkarvut shel din v'rachamim, Someach Keren Yeshua. Siman ladavar, u'minhag vatikin, la'asok b'tikun chatzot. V'kavanatam, lekarev et hamidot al yedei avodatam. So, we have this tefillah that we say daily. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives light to the earth and those who live in it with mercy. It's merciful to have light. Imagine one would live, we don't know what that means, b'chlal, but imagine one would live in constantly in complete darkness. We always have electricity wherever we go. It doesn't matter what time of day or what time of night, whether it's Shabbos, a weekday, or Yantif, there's always light, there's always electricity. You only see this like when you're in America and you drive on those country roads late at night, you know, when you're going up to camp or whatever. There it's complete darkness. Generally, we have light. And this light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we have to appreciate. The natural light, obviously we appreciate electricity also, but the natural light is berachamim. It's merciful to have light. Otherwise, to be in complete back pitch darkness, what a geferlecha late, what a terrible situation, what a great suffering that would be. The ninth Makkah, each Makkah was worse than the previous one. The ninth was Choshech. Choshech is geferlich. It's terrible. So God gives us light with rachamim. The end of the night is towards the beginning of the day. So you already know that the light is coming. Rachamim is coming. So the end of night is rachamim. B'chatzi halayla, these midos connect. Din and rachamim. Mercy and strict judgment. And that brings a Yeshua. And that's what Tikkun Chatzos is about. We want to be Makar of the Midas. We want to bring the Din and the Rachamim together and bring the Geula. So this is Shayach every night. Right? We want to bring the Geula because the Geula obviously has the Din aspect. And Rachamim. long as we're in this world, we still need din. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he wanted the world to be din. Can't just avoid the din, we need the din. But ultimately, we want that din to come together with rachamim. That's how Hashem created the world. And ultimately, we're going to have the geula, and then we're going to live in a world that's going to be complete goodness. It's going to be no dying emes. It's going to be kula atova meitiv. So this is shayach every night. And why is the 15th of Nisan different? That the 15th of Nisan was set aside for geula and for Yeshua. V'nira. Shekilu sodam b'mashet tilgem Yonatan ben Uziel ala pasuk. Leil shimurim hu l'Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel, which isn't Yonatan ben Uziel, Leil natir umizuman l'furkan hu min kadam Hashem. Moneva olech sham arba'a le'lavan k'tivin b'sefer duchanaya kadam ribon al. This is a night that is guarded, that is prepared for redemption before Hashem. That's what it means, Leil shimurim. And then he enumerates four different nights that are written in the book of Zichronos before Hashem. Leil kadmo kadiskeli mivrei alma, tinyana kadiskeli al Avram, tlisa kadiskeli b'mitzrayim, v'havas yedei miktila kol bucha de mitzrayim, v'minei mishezva b'chorehem di Yisrael. Reviya kadiskeli lemifroik ama beis Yisrael, mibenei am mimaya. The first night, God revealed himself to create the world. That's one night that's enumerated. That's in God's Sefer Zichronos, these four Chashuv nights. The second one, when God revealed himself to Avram. The third one, when he revealed himself in Mitzrayim, and he smote the Egyptian Bechoros, and his right hand saved the Jewish Bechoros. And the fourth night is when he is going to ultimately redeem the Jewish people, Prok Yas'amech Migoy Galusa, when he's going to take us out from this bitter galus. בדבריו הנפלאים, העיר לנו חשכת הלילה, במשך חידי של ליל שימורים של תתוו בניסן, שקדמה ליום ראשון של מייסה ברשס. בחצי הלילה, כבר שלט אותו רצון שבו המציא הבורא יתברך, את עולמו בתחילה. שכן דרשו על הפסוק בראשית ברא אלוקים, ולא אמר ברא השם, שבתחילה עלה במחשבה לברותו במידת הדין, וראה שאין העולם מתקיים, והקדים מידת הרחמים ושיתפה למידת הדין, כמו שמובא ברש"י. So the light that Yonatan ben Uziel shone upon us in his parish is that, or Kiviyachol, is what it's called, is that Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel, is that he was mechadish that Leil Shimur was the night of the 15th. Already at the very beginning of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this plan to save us. That's why it says at the beginning, these were nights that are already protected at the beginning, guarded at the beginning, preserved at the beginning, for special, these are going to be special nights. And one of them is Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another one is the night of the Geula. So when God created the world, like we said before, he wanted to create it with Midas HaDin, and he saw the world can't just exist just with Midas HaDin, so he's makdim Midas HaRachamim. And he was meshatef Midas HaRachamim to Midas HaDin. And that was already from the get-go. And that's exactly what's happening at Chatzos Laila. Chatzos Laila is this shituf of Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim, and particularly on this night of Tesvav Nisan, when he kills the Bechoros. And that night, the Midos were Mizdavig, the Midos came together. This is the night of the Zivug of Dinam Rachamim, of Mishpat and Staka, and that gives kiyum to all the olamos. That's how all the olamos exist. That there's this din and rachamim together, There's mishpat, there's strict judgment, and there's tzedakah, there's righteousness. Originally, God wanted to create the world b'midas hadin, and that originally was sholeit. He saw the world can't, that was in power, and he saw the world can't exist. He was mishatif midas harachamim. And at midnight, the two midas came together, and that's how the world was created. That's the greatest day sratza. Because that's what happens at midnight. Again, the beginning of the night is din, because the light has gone away. The end of the night is rachamim, because the light is coming. So smack in the middle is this shituf, this mizug, this fusing of the two midos. In particular, like we see in the Targum Yonasan, particularly on this night, that was already from the beginning of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already had this night in mind when he created the world. And again, the world is Din and Rachamim. And he had focused specifically on this night. So on this night, there's a special emphasis on the Mizuk of Din and Rachamim. As we see in the Pasuk of Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem, that this night was already prepared from the beginning. The world can't exist without Midas HaDin. A person shouldn't say, Les Din v'les Dayin, and the world is a Hefker Velt Chas V'Shalom. And similarly, the world can't exist without Midas Stock of Arachamim. Like we cry out in the Mehadin, Al Tavu b'mishpati manu kolo yitzdak lefonecha kol chai. So we need Shituf Hamidos Yachad, then the world has Kiyum. We can't be a Hefker Velt, but we can't just have strict judgment. And that's why we say, Beroigas Rachim Tiskor, in your anger remember your mercy. And in Tefillah there matakin v'tzadkenu b'mishpat, melech oib tzedaka u'mishpat. We need both. It's not just that Hashem loves tzedaka and mishpat, that they should have the judgment and the righteousness, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and the world needs to, not just that He loves it, but that's the world needs in order to exist. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mechadish His world, He remembers that Chesed Ne'urim of Zivuk Hamidos. He remembers the original creation, and He's Mechadish Olamo Al Yodam. And He's Mechadish the world through this Zivuk Hamidos, this Mizuk Hamidos, this fusing of the Midas of Din and Rachamim. That's the end of Leil Shimur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and waiting, kiviyachol, for that good time that he could be mechadish his world. And that's the Eis Ratzon of Chatzos Laila. And primarily Chatzos Laila, the 15th of Nisan, which is the makor of this Ratzon of Din and Rachamim together. Mashal to a zug, that their marriage is getting stale, a couple, their marriage is getting stale, and they're waiting for their anniversary in order to be mechadish their love. So that day has special power to make a kenegdo into an ezer. And therefore you have to preserve that day. That's the Leil Shimurim. This day is Leil Natir Mezumim Lepurkan Kadam Hashem. This is the night that's guarded, that's prepared for redemption. That's the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to the Bria and he's mechadish his world. He brings the Midas HaDin and Rachamim together. That's Chiddush Brias HaOlam. That's the Mak of the Bechoros, the Bechoros, the Bereishis. He shows the true Reishis, and he smites the untrue Reishis, the false Bechor, the Mitzrayim Bechor, and he leaves alive Bnei Bechori Yisrael. Going back to that Bereishis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shomer, and Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasidim Ligal, Minela Namar Kra Leil Shimurim, Leil Mashim Rabba Misheshis Yimei Bereishis. In Nisan we were redeemed, and in Nisan we're going to be redeemed in the future, because the Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim. This is a night that is guarded from the 6 days of creation. Where do we see that the Gulas Nisan is Mishimeris Mimei Bereishis? Maharsha had a problem with that. Based on what we said with the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, what it means is that this night, Leil HaMeshomer Uba Mishesh Smei Bereshis, because this is the night of the Zivug of Din and Rachamim that started off the 6 days of creation. And then it's guarded until the Tesvav Nisan, where there's this Ischachus in the world, this Ischachus of Bnei Bechori Yisrael, and ultimately for the Gula Asida. So that's the B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligael. That connects the Gula of Nisan and the future Gula, because it's Leil Shimurin, Leil that's guarded from Sheshes and Bereshis, like we saw in the Yonasim Tagi, Yonasim and Uziel, that this night already what God had planned out from the get-go. This night and the night of the Gula, and that's because this is the Mizug of Din and Rachamim. This is to create a brand new world, as he did Leil Pesach as a new world, and the Gula Asida is going to be a new world. It also says there in the Targum that Kariskali al Avram, that night was also special. Vayecholek aleim laila. And it says in this in the Medrash, Medrash Rabba Parashas Lech Lecha, Mekim Dvar Avdo Va'atzis Malacha V'yashlim Shosa Eitzim Avram, B'shvil Hadover Hazeh Masek Shibor Malacham Barada Fosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Diachat Chatzi Alayla, Bo V'nachu Kalayla Aniv Ha'ata, Shinemar Vayecholek aleim alayla, Kemen Shigi Asha, Nishlamo Ha'etze V'avi B'chatzi alayla, L'kach Ktsiv V'atzis Malacha V'yashlim. So we see in this Medrash that the Yamakas Bechoros is a Hashlama. That night Avram Avinu ran after the Malachim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that Mekim Tvar Avdo, he established the word of his Eved, and the Eitzah of his angels he completed, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an Eitzah with Avram, he made a deal, a counsel with Avram, for this, that when the Malachim, when he runs after the Malachim, Hashem said, okay, you until half the night, and I'm going to take the other half of the night. That's what it means, Vayecholek Aleim Alayla, the night was split up. And then when Makas Bechoros came, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did his part. That's V'atzis Malach of Yashlam. He completed the counsel of his angels. So Chazal understand this to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled his side of the bargain. Avram's going to fill his side. He's going to run after the kings in the war. And that's half the night. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the other half. He does Makas Bechoros at midnight. So that's the Hashlama to the war of Avram Avinu when he runs after the Malachim. The idea of Makas Bechoros is that in the first warning that was set to Paro through motion, Parashat Shmos says, Kol Amar Hashem, B'ni Bechori Yisrael. That God said that the Jewish people are my Bechor. And I'm telling you, Shalachas B'ni V'yavduni, I want you to send away my son and he'll serve me. And V'temein L'shalcha, when he's not going to do it. So therefore, Hinani Oregis Bincha Bechorecha. And now I'm going to kill your Ben HaBechor. Rashi says, Bini Bechori, Lashon Gedula. Kmo Afani Bechor et Neu. Bechor is a Lashon of Gedula. Ze Pshuto. Majo Shel Chasim Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechir Osa Bechor Shelakach Yaakov Me'esav. Kadosh Baruch Hu here is signing on the selling of the Bechor from Yaakov to Esav, that Yaakov took from Esav. So here we have, when Moshe comes to Paro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at this time, he signs off on the selling of the Bechor hundreds of years later. Why specifically this time? So we have two Perushim in Rashi. We have one Perush that Bechor is a Lashon of Cheshivus, and we have another Perush that Bechor is, this is where Hashem signs off on the Bechor. And it would appear that these two Perushim are interdependent, that Bechor is the first. He's also the most Chashiv. And until Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Bechor was Muchzakas Eitzel HaRishon. Ve'achshav nitgala shegam ha'gadol ve'achashuv yachol liot ha'Bechor. Until now, the Bechor was for the firstborn. But now it was revealed that the more Chashiv can be the Bechor. And even Melech HaMashiach, who was at the end of days, is called the Bechor, Afani Bechor et Nehu. I'm going to make him a Bechor, talking about Mashiach. And that's why Rashi brings that Pasuk and says it's a Lashon of Gedula, of Cheshivus. And with this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs off on the Mechiras HaBechor from Esav to Yaakov. That until now, the Schus was for the firstborn. From here on in, the Bechor is going to be the more Chashiv. And if so, Yaakov is the Bechor, Yaakov is the Chasima. Yaakov is the Bechor, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Chasima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs off. In other words, until now, the Bechor is the firstborn. But now we see Bechor is Lashon Chashivus. And Memela, Yaakov gets the Bechor, because he's the more Chashiv. And the Jewish people are the Bechor, because we're the more Chashiv. Just like Mashiach is Bechor, even though he's last, but he's really first, because he's the most Chashiv af. And he Bechor at Nehu. And Moshe was Meramis to Paro, that till now Mitzrayim was the chashev of the umos, and now they're going to be going down, be the lowest of the umos. If power is makabel, the gzeira good, and if not, hinei areges bincha b'chorecha. Not only am I going to kill the b'chorim, but I'm going to uproot your right to be muchzek b'b'chora. And I'm going to change the meaning of b'chora from being the beginning of the continuation to the beginning of chashivus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that power is not going to be makabel this gzera. And therefore what's going to end up happening is that Reishis Onim Ba'alei Chum, that this, he thinks he's Reishis. So he's going to have to be killed because he's not makabel this bray. He says that he's the Reishis. This is against his mahus, that Reishis should be chashivus. Therefore, I have to kill Pincha B'chorecha, because now your essence is that you think you're first, but you're not. So you have no more Zchus Kiyum. When the rabbis were called by Talmai Mel to translate the Torah, they had to change Bereshis Bara Elokim to Elokim Bara Bereshis. Because the umos are so connected to their reishis, to the fact that they're the first, that they're going to say that that bereishis, that the beginning, this mystical power of reishis created Elohim. That's in fact what the umos do. The umos do, they create their own gods. They decide who's God. Their bereishis is really creating the Elohim. So the rabbis had to change it to Elohim bara bereishis. Don't think that there's this mystical power of reishis. But power was connected to his rachis, the umos are connected to their rachis. The Pasuk already calls Mitzrayim rachis, rachis onim ba'alei chum. Maharal in his Sefer B'gurus Hashem, the 57th chapter, says that the Eser Makos came to destroy the rachiyusim v'tokfon shel asara ma'amaris. Right, we have the 10 Makos. They're destroying the beginning of the Olam Kemenano v'hago noeg. In other words, the 10 Ma'amar is our nature, and comes the 10 Dibros and shows that there is no nature. And then that's going to be revealed ultimately by the Bereshis Bara, by the Aseres HaDibros, to show the Pnimius of the Briya's Torah. And according to this new Seder, and we're going to see that Bishvili Yisrael Shenikor Reishis, that's going to be the new Seder Olam. We're going to understand what the purpose of the Reishis is. That it all starts with Torah, with Klal Yisrael. That's the Yisod and that's the Shorish. And for this reason, Nisim were done, Nisim Gluyim were done by Admas Bnei Cham, more than anywhere else. Because the purpose of Nisim is to create a new reality, is to show what the truth of creation is, that who's really in charge. So now that's what's happening here. There's this whole new, it's a new concept today. They say in Hebrew, Concepcia Chadasha. It's a new concept. There's a new Bechorah. And this Bechorah belongs to the Jewish people because of their chashivas, because they're the ultimate purpose. And those who don't believe in this, they say, hey, Olam Kemenago Noeg. And they say that the world just is going with nature. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it's always going to be. And that's the war. To see, is it really nature? Is it really Hashem? So these new miracles had to happen in Mitzrayim, Kibiyachol, in order to show that Mitzrayim was so connected to the Rishis, to their being the Rishis. That's the idea of Paro. Li Ori Vania Sitini. The Or is mine and I created myself. Like Rav Moshe Pir used to say, I'm a chuyav hametzias, I have to be. And against that mechuyav hametzias, against that li yaori v'ani asitini, the yor is mine and I created myself. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and shows the true Rishis, who's really mechuyav hametzias, where it really started. So Kishazek comes, then Ophel. B'nei b'chori Yisrael, instead of Hinei Anaregas bin Chabach, and instead Hinei Anaregas bin Chabach Arecha, to the Jewish people's b'chor instead of their b'chor. B'choreim harakta b'chorcha ga'olta, it's Tali Zeh B'zeh. What's the true Rishis? They say they're the Rishis, Rishis Anu Ba'alei Cham. And we're the true Rishis, B'Rishis Baruch Elokim B'Shu Yisrael Sh'niku Rishis. And therefore, b'choreim harakta b'chorcha ga'olta, you killed their b'chors and you redeemed our b'chors, Tali Zeh B'zeh. They took out this great rechush. They took out all the rishis. That's one of the rechushes of Mitzrayim. And they're no longer the rishis. They understand now who's really the rishis. Says they went out for a chush gadol. And what's the godless here? The godless is the tzedakah lahagdilas Yisrael. That we become greater, that's the rechush. And the mishpat and the goyim, tzedakah u'mishpat, like we saw at the beginning of this year. The judgment against them. Lasas nekama b'goyim. B'mitzrim. And this again happens at chatzi alayla, when there's this zivug hamidos of midas hadin and Midas HaRachamim. And that brings us back to creation of the world, where HaKadosh Baruch was Mezavig the Midos. Brings us back to the Rishis HaOlam. The first Bechor in the Seder Chiddush HaOlam is Avraham Avinu. And Chazal tell us that there were 2,000 years of Tov and then 2,000 years of Torah. First there was desolation, 2,000 years of Torah start with Avraham Avinu. And that's the Chiddush HaOlam. We know that the Arba Malachim, the four kings, that Avraham Avinu was fighting against, are the Arba Malchias that stand against the Jewish people, like the Ramban says. And they want to hold on to their Rishis. They want to nullify this revolution that's started by Avraham Avinu. By Yecholik Alayim Alayla. So Hashem says, listen, you take the first part of the night, I'll take the second. And that's going to happen in Mitzrayim, where I'm going to show who the true Bechor is. B'nei B'chori Yisrael, Shnei Alafim Torah. And the choosing Avraham Avinu was like Brias HaOlam. Eilu Tolda Shemam Ratz B'hi Baram B'Avraham. This is the history of the creation of the heaven and the earth. B'hi Baram, it says, B'Avraham Elosios B'Avraham. It's like a new world when Avraham Avinu was born. That's the Bechor. It's a new world order. That's what happened in Leil Pesach. It's a new world order. Who's Bechor? So that's where Chazal Darshan Natsis Malach of Yashlem. He fulfilled the counsel of his angels. The two halves. We have the Melchem of Avraham Avinu with the Malachim and the half of the Bechoros. So that's the Eitzah to make a new world order. Avraham Avinu runs after the Arba Malchios, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Bechor, who shows Mitzrayim who the true Bechor is. And from the Avos, we have this carrying Yeshua by the Banim. Given Shegiya Shah Makas Bukharas Nishla Mahaitza. So his Malach here is in this Pasuk, according to Chazal's Josh, is Avraham Avinu. And he's Mashlim the Eitza, this counsel that he gave, this deal that he made with his Malach, that Hashem's going to do, Avram's going to do half, and he's going to do half, and they're going to bring to a new world order. And then after the Mitzachan of Avraham Avinu, All the Muslims came together and they were Mamlech Avraham Avinu, Nasi Elohim. Like Rashi says in Parashas Lech Lecha, Elei Mekashave, and with Avram was fulfilled the pasuk of Ani Bechorat Neu Elyon Amalchei Aretz. He was the Bechor. He was the head of the kings of the earth. Myself is Simon Labanim. That when after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the nations appreciated Klal Yisrael. Shama Mim Yer Gazer. Adi Avoram Cha Hashem. Adi Avoram Zu Kanisa. They understood the greatness of the Jewish people, the racies of the Jewish people, the primacy of the Jewish people. As we see in Oz Yashir, Shama Am Yerazer and Chila Achazir Shepalashas. Adi Avoram Cha. They're the nation of God. They're the nation God acquired. So this Eitzah that the Pasuk is speaking about of Makas Bechoros is like Bria Se'olam Yesh Me'ayin. And when the Jewish people were created, it's like man was created. What's the bad thing? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was Bria Se'adam. Atem Kruyam Adam. Only Klal Yisrael has the true name of Adam. So the Bria Se'olam parallels Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're Adam just like Adam. I created Adam Arisha, now you're the true Adam. Atem Kruyam Adam with all almost like Gemara says in Yavam 61. Panim Chadoshes Ba'ol L'Kabo'ol L'Kan. This is a new face. This is a new world. It's a new Bereshis Bar, and now we see that it's Bishul Yisrael. And also at the end of days, the Medrash also says one of the nights that Hashem is aiding for is the end of days. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to mechadish His world again. Ki kasher haShamayim mechadashim ve'eretz hachadasha asher ani oseh amdim lefnayinu Hashem ken yamod zarachem b'shemchem ve'am nivra yahalel ya u'titradesh penei adama. There's going to be this new world, new heavens, new earth. And so too, you're going to be renewed. There's going to be a schachis in the world. And we're going to be praising God. This newly created nation is going to be praising God. Every Leil Shemurim, we sit at the Leil Seder, and we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mechadish Olameinu. The ace is an ace ratzon to be machadish olamos. As we saw in the Gemara, my kamash malan, that ace ratzon milsehi. Yavam asayin base that we learned at the beginning of this year. That ace ratzon is something significant. And that's midnight. Midnight is an ace ratzon. That's an ace ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu to be machadish olama. Putting the din and the racham together and making a new world. Being borei adam. That's why we have to eat the matzah and the morah together. Al matzah and morah yochlu. Before chatzos. In order that it should remain in his mouth. Not to eat afterwards. So we have to have this time of geula. We also have the time of morah. We have the time of din and the time of chesed in our mouths together. It's the shiluv of din and rachamim, matzah and maror. Matzah is rachamim and maror is din. And the Baal HaGadol Shel Pesach adds on to the piyut. He's talking about all the nisim. Vayehi b'chatzi alayla. It's dafka b'chatzi alayla. It's time of mizug of din and rachamim. That's the new world. That's when the gula was. And that's what we're going to see in the future from the same yisod of chatzi alayla. Vayehi b'chatzi, like the Medrash says, that like the Targum says, Leil Shemurim Hu LaHashem, that this night is preserved, is waiting before Hashem from the very beginning. Four important nights. And Hashem Sefer Zichronos. The first night when He revealed Himself to create the world, when He revealed Himself to Avram, when He revealed Himself at Mitzrayim, and at the end of days, when He's going to redeem us. That's Leil Shemurim and it's Dafkir Chatzos Laila. That's the sea, that's the height, that's the time of Misuk Rachamim and Din, Bria Se'olam Chadosh. And that's the Medrash that we began with. That is Chilu Yisrael Omer, Vayiba Chatzia Laila, Vashem Hika Kol Bechor. Hadahu Dichsiv, Chatzais Laila Akum Lahodus Lachal Mishpatei Tzidkecha. That's the Mishpatei Tzidkecha, that's the Chatzos Laila. We thank Hashem for His Mishpat, for His Din against Egypt, and for his staka, for his chesed, for his rachamim, for the Jews, this mizuk, this fusing of din and rachamim, which is so bria se'olam, so bria se'kal Yisrael, בסוד הגאולה. והדברים, ברוך השם, מאירים ומשמחים. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.